I'm Jeff. He's Brian. We have 30 minutes to review everything.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Review Everything. This is Review Everything, the internet review podcast where nothing matters. Let's be honest here. Nothing matters and nothing is also...
off topic.
Nothing is off topic. I'm Brian Ginger, and joining me this evening is the ginger at the board, Jared Pedersen.
Good evening, Brian.
Well, Jared, how are you doing?
Doing just fine.
I'm just going to point out right now that the internet's own, the internet's darling, Jeff White, is not joining us.
Unfortunately,
this evening. He called us literally minutes before we were about to record and said, "Hey guys, my son just woke up and he wanted to watch Star Wars," which that's something you don't say no to.
Right.
You
know, you have to say yes.
Okay, let's get the popcorn. Let's pop the DVD in.
Or VHS, whatever VHS, you have. You know.
Hopefully the VHS, so you don't see George Lucas ruin the film as the years
right,
go on.
Right.
Ben Day has told me, friend of the show Ben Day has told me that the Jawas now blink.
That's weird.
He's got like the special edition Blu-rays.
Yeah.
And he said that the Jawa eyes are now like CGI'd in.
So they blink.
They blink. Isn't that
dumb? That's just a weird thing to have.
I know.
Like,
Because the thing is like before, like when they weren't blinking, that was weird.
Right.
And that's what's awesome about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What's your favorite Star Wars film out of all of them?
Probably episode 4. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very acceptable answer.
Yeah.
My favorite is Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Things get a little darker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You kind of see the Empire kind of scope out.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of see things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. As long as it's not Return of the Jedi, which is the Muppet movie of the entire trilogy.
Everybody liked that one.
Well, yeah, because when you're 5, you just love the Koala Bears or whatever.
Absolutely.
They are.
Yeah. Koala Bears. That's what they were called.
They were called Koala Bears. Yeah. So anyway, how you doing, Jared? I almost called you Jeff.
It's fine.
Strange.
It's going to happen.
It's strange.
It's going to happen. I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Mossy, even. I guess.
You're mossy. As am I.
Oh, okay.
We just came off of sucking down a Little Caesars.
Hot and ready.
Hot and ready deep dish, which is the best $8 you can spend in Kent, I think.
It's very, close. Very, very good pizza.
It's very good. Yes, it's very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's
get into it.
Let's get into it here. I've got a bumper to play.
Okay.
Which I forgot to do for last week's episode.
It's okay.
Here we go.
We'll wait for it. Yeah. Don't you worry.
I know. I need a better option.
You know, it's okay.
It's time for reviews.
I need a better way to play these.
Yeah. Or you just need to give up control of them.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe that's what I need to do. So yeah, what are our reviews for today, Jared?
Well, we're going to be reviewing, Halloween Spectacular.
Yes.
Halloween itself, but then also we have a bag of Halloween candy, so
yes.
Just assorted candies, and then some odd cookies that we found as well. So
yes,
sweets episode.
We're blowing out the jams today.
Yeah.
You know what? I was in one of the, I work on campus at Kent State, and I was in one of the dorms, and there was a sign, you know, like every floor they have like a theme for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, some RA had put up a big display that said, it was like protect your Halloweener or something like that.
that is weird.
So I'm gonna call it Halloweener from here on out.
Okay.
Halloweeny, yes. But yeah, I've been doing candy reviews the past couple episodes, so we're really just gonna kick that over.
Yeah, we're gonna blow it out.
Coming up here, we're gonna blow it out. So let's. What do you want to dig into first here, Jared?
Let's dig into the Halloween candy.
All right, let's do it.
I'll open her up here.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So we have, what's in there? I see we got a variety pack that has a couple of, and Gilmore the Corgi immediately wants to be a part of what's going on, trying to eat the microphone.
Absolutely. Well, like he heard a bag open, so he had to come over and investigate what's going on.
So we've got a variety pack of bite-sized candies.
Yeah,
there's
I see.
Milky Way, Three Musketeers, What else is in there?
We have Snickers and Twix.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. So let's.
So some. Let's start with Three Musketeers. Okay. Here. We'll each take one.
This is. Let it be known. This is one of my favorite candies ever. So I might be a little biased here. So let's. It's got a nice. I'm always intrigued by the Mars texture on the bottom.
Yeah, it's very odd.
It is very odd. I have shoes that have that on the bottom of it.
Right.
My boots do.
Interesting.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Not much sound going on here with the candy. No. Usually we like to get up into the grill of the mic there so you can get all the action.
See, Three Musketeers are just too fluffy for me.
I like how chewy the nougat. Nougat? Ted Nugent?
Yeah, it's the Nugent. Right. The Nuge.
It's nice and chewy. I'm not a big fan of milk chocolate, though.
Okay.
Like, dark chocolate would throw that out of the stratosphere for me.
Interesting. Okay.
The nougat is maybe a little too sticky. Like, it puts, like, an odd coating in my mouth.
Yeah.
But the nougat, what is the Nugent?
Yeah, the Nuge.
What kind of flavor is that, even? Like, does Nugent have a flavor?
I'm not entirely sure it does.
Nugent flavored.
Yeah. It's the Nuge.
How do you make it with, like, egg whites and sugar?
I'm assuming it would be something along those lines, but yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things that have egg whites and sugar in it.
Yeah, like everything.
Yeah, but
that's a
Three Musketeers is good. It's just, you know, it's like a baseline thing.
I feel like there's not much going on with them.
There's not, but that's kind of what I enjoy about it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give it a good, like, 75 points.
It's right down the middle.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's a candy.
Candy.
Yeah. All right. So next up, we have the perennial classic Snickers.
Oh, yeah. People love Snickers.
Whoa.
Okay. That was good. That was a bad throw, Jared.
Hit the microphone.
Okay. So, Jared, refresh me. What's going on with Snickers? Like, what's
the deal with Snickers?
What's in these?
I don't even really know anymore.
From the outside, it looks like a Three Musketeers.
Yeah. They're very similar looking.
I know there's nuts of some kind.
Yeah, and a caramel, I do believe.
A caramel, yes. All right, let's get a bite in here.
Yeah, a peanut, it looks like.
A peanut, I see caramel. Is there some sort of nougat, Nugent? There, I don't know what's on the bottom there. Is that like
I think it's a wafer of some sort, is it not?
I guess. It seems to be like way too chewy, though. So I don't know what's going on with Snickers, but it's working for me.
Oh, they're great. They have a little bit of the texture change, which is nice. Because that's what gets me with Three Musketeers, is it feels like it's very much one texture.
Yeah. It's Johnny One, though. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good peanuts in there. Lots of texture. Little salty, little sweet.
Absolutely.
A little more complex with the flavor there.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not a big fan of Snickers, but for whatever reason,
is it like the spot right now?
Well, me describing it hits the spot.
Okay. So you sold yourself on it, but then you were disappointed.
Yeah. I wasn't disappointed, but in theory, I shouldn't like Snickers, but I do.
Okay.
I just liked what I had. I would put that above the Three Musketeers.
Normally would, so I would
even agree. Though I typically like if you were to ask me, Brian, would you like Three Musketeers or Snickers, I would say Three Musketeers.
You're a crazy person.
I realize this.
Okay. Fair enough. We also have two choices for Milky Ways here. We have the standard Milky Way, but then we also have the Milky Way Midnight.
What is that?
I'm assuming it might be dark chocolate.
Oh, are you serious?
Would you like to try that one next?
I think let's do the milk chocolate and then the dark chocolate.
Okay. Because we also have Twix in here.
Or do we want to do both of them at the same time? Just shoot them down the hatch all at once.
Yeah, that'd be grand.
Now, Jared, what's going on with Milky Way? Give me the...
You know, I really don't even know. Here. I've never had a Milky Way in my life.
Okay, here's what it is.
Okay, thanks.
It's a Three Musketeers with caramel.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's got a couple stripes on the top. A couple swirls of chocolate. So
the stripes are the caramel.
You know what? This is a genius idea. You take a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream and just sprinkle some of these in there.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Any candy. So good.
The bite size.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. It's interesting.
Mm, there's a caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Because for like the first couple of seconds there, I was like, this is just the Three Musketeers.
Yeah. I definitely like it more than Three Musketeers.
I do not.
Mm.
I like Milky Way. Don't get me wrong. I like Milky Way. Too much caramel. It gets stuck on my teeth.
I don't mind it. It's a little challenging.
The ratio of Nugent to caramel
mm-hmm.
is off kilter for me.
Okay. So you need more Nuge with your caram.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's right.
Fair enough.
So we're going to go for the dark chocolate version
now? Do you want to go the dark chocolate or Twix at this point?
I want to go dark chocolate, baby.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here, I'll fire over.
Whoa. Oh, I caught that. That was an incredible catch.
I threw it to him left-handed and it came out a little hot.
And I caught it right-handed. Now, here we go. This is instantly what I want. The chocolate is definitely darker.
Oh, yeah.
It even smells
better.
Visibly darker. Not quite as brown. All right, here we go.
Those smell better.
Yeah. Mm, the chocolate has a far better texture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as creamy. Now, see, this I'm really digging. Mm-hmm. The chocolate gives it a nice bitterness.
I definitely could eat a lot of those.
Goes well with the caramel.
Mm-hmm.
The Nugent is rocking it with a white buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Nuge is right there.
The Nuge is right there. Playing Stranglehold.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. All right, hold on. We got to rate these.
Oh, geez, yes.
Okay, Milky Way Original. What do you give it?
Ooh.
Wait, we didn't even rate the Snickers.
No, I don't think we did.
We did?
No, I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we've rated anything yet, actually.
We rated the Three Musketeers.
Okay.
I gave the Three Musketeers a 71, I think.
I don't even remember.
You know what? Let's hold on. Let's hold off and just do them all at the end.
Okay.
We'll just rank them.
Command decision. Yeah. One through five. Yeah. We'll go 1 through 5.
So what do we have left here?
This is just a Twix.
It's not just a Twix, Jared.
It's just a Twix. I do believe you got the right Twix. I got the left Twix. So we'll...
Correct. Okay. Yes. The obligatory package opening sounds here. I love doing that.
I know you do.
I love the sound effects, Jared.
I know you do.
Now, first thing I notice here, the bar shape is much different.
Yeah.
It's not square. It's rectangular.
Which makes sense given the normal Twix.
Correct.
Sorry, my microphone is being challenged.
It's about, what, an inch long and about half an inch wide, would you say?
Yes, yeah. Definitely has a rectangle shape.
Yes.
Which all the others were very squarish.
Very square. Very square.
So... I guess we're going after it.
Smells like the rest of the cookie or
candy.
Candy. This is the original cookie candy bar.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Mmm.
It's got good crunch.
That's good. I like that crunch in there, because it's got like the shortbread cookie on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With like a nice layer of caramel.
Mm.
And then the milk chocolate.
But not too much caramel.
Correct. The ratio is very important. Like, it's not sticking to my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
That's good.
That was pretty good.
I'm feeling that.
It was good.
I'm feeling that.
I haven't had a Twix in a long time.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Have you ever had a peanut butter Twix?
I have not.
Those are worth your time.
I will investigate.
They are worth your time, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's rate these.
So 1 through 5.
1 through 5, 1 being the best, 5 being the worst.
Okay, thanks for qualifying. I think I'm going to go with Twix number 1.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe just because I just had it, but...
Okay.
Had the texture change that I appreciated.
That is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That is very nice.
And, yeah, it was just really... It was good.
Solid.
Yeah. Solid.
It's good. It's good.
Do you want me to go the rest through 5?
Yeah.
Or are we
go
back and forth here? Okay.
No, let's go back and forth.
Okay.
Let's go back and forth. Good. My number 1, dark chocolate Milky Way.
I could have called that.
That was very good.
Yeah.
It was a feast of flavors for the palate.
That was great imagery.
It's very good, like, and very pretentious.
I just ate one myself.
Yes. Very good. I like that. I like that it brings a little bitterness to the table.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People think bitterness is a bad thing, but it's not.
No.
It's,
I like coffee.
Oh, yeah. Love the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Love the coffee. Mm-hmm. All right. What's your number 2?
Number 2, I'm going to go with the Snickers.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Old standard.
Yeah.
Familiar.
Familiar. Yeah. Yeah. My number two was the Twix.
Okay.
For all the reasons that you listed.
Okay.
I think I underestimated how much I liked the cookie in there.
Yeah. That cookie was good.
It was pretty good.
Came with something different than the rest of them.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Number three, I'll go with the dark chocolate.
Really?
Milky Way.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't put that up higher.
I
thought you and I were on the same page on a lot of stuff, but apparently I was wrong.
When it comes to candy, I want sweetness.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
It's not what I would normally gravitate towards.
Yes.
When I'm thinking of candy.
Okay. My number three would be the Three Musketeers.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, the Three Musketeers by far.
All right.
What's your
number four? I'm going to go with the original Milky Way.
Okay. That's fair.
And I guess that would leave the Three Musketeers at five for me. For the reason...
False.
No, it actually would.
But they're because, so good. No, Three Musketeers just, are so good.
I don't know. There was just... It was too fluffy. It felt weird in my mouth.
It's too whipped.
Yeah.
Whipped.
There's too much whipped. Whipped.
Too much Nugent.
Yeah.
My number four would have been the Snickers.
Okay.
For all the reasons that I described earlier. My number five is the Milky Way.
Okay.
The overabundance of caramel
mm-hmm.
and milk chocolate just did not
sit well.
Not working with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the dark chocolate really elevated that for you.
Oh, it knocked it out of the park for me.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Dark chocolate can save a lot of things for me.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. All right.
So while we're getting our cookies ready to go, let's talk about Halloween.
Okay.
How do you feel about Halloween?
It's a weird holiday. I feel like I don't really understand like how it's become what it's become like socially. So Brian's opening some of the cookies that we bought, and describe to me what those are, Brian.
These are the Keebler brand Cheesecake Middles Original Graham cookie.
Right. So basically we went and found the weirdest cookie that we could find. And Ooh. Oh, it looks like they're stuck together,
yeah,
which is going to be great.
Yeah, these five kind of clumped together. I don't know about these, Jared. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's going to be great.
But anyway, Halloween, I agree. Like Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just.
I understand.
We dress up and.
I understand why some people are really into it. I feel like Jeff would be into it.
Yeah.
Because it's like the only pop culture holiday.
Sure. Okay.
And I really like the aesthetics. Of mm-hmm. candy corn.
Right.
Warm beverages.
Absolutely.
I love like the time of year that it takes place.
Right.
But like the actual Halloween thing, I just don't get into it.
I just don't get like the ghosts and the pumpkins and stuff that you decorate with. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I don't have a problem with it.
No.
But I just, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
People talk, you know, scary movies are fun. I enjoy watching scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually don't have a problem with watching scary movies. They don't scare me. It's like real life stuff that scares me.
Right. Like you know? If you watched a video about the government shutdown and the fiscal cliff that we're going over, that's scary.
That's very scary. Yes. Watching an episode of Parenthood.
Okay.
Get the tissues ready, folks. Like
yeah,
anything
scary.
That happens in an episode of Parenthood is scary.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now my favorite thing that we have done thus far
mm-hmm.
in the Halloween season, one has been watching Nosferatu while drinking Nosferatu,
right?
The beer that
Great Lakes
makes.
Mm-hmm.
Two has been eating all this candy.
Right, it's been great.
Yes,
my blood sugar's out of control.
Right, I'm sure it is. So I give Halloween, I give it a solid 67 points.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it much more than like a C on a grading scale.
Yes.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Take it or leave it. That's where
just
I'm
leave
at.
Your candy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Take your kitschy Halloween stuff,
but
leave
your
candy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, weird cookies.
So yeah.
So we had the candy corn Oreos last week.
Which Brian wanted to get more weird cookies.
Yeah.
So we went and looked for some weird cookies and came across the
Keebler
cheesecake cookies.
Keebler Cheesecake Middles, Original Graham, naturally and artificially flavored. Let's see if there's a description on the box.
What kind of natural flavoring would they have in those? I can only imagine artificial flavoring.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
First ingredient is sugar.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Serving size is 3 cookies.
Oh, okay.
9 grams of sugar. So we're clocking in better than we did with the Oreos.
Yeah, those were like 6 apiece.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
Here, throw it in.
I'm going to throw you on here.
Okay, great.
There we go.
Now, they're about the size of like a silver dollar, so...
Yes. Okay, I want you to smell the box, though. When I open the box...
Let me check this out here.
It was rough. It was rough.
Yeah, they smell like cheesecake.
Yeah.
They really do.
Not real cheesecake, though.
No. Like, the cheesecake you get from, like, a grocery store.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a... it's like a graham cookie, and then it looks like somebody kind of stuck their thumb to make a divot in it and filled it with some sort of strange cheesecake substance that actually...
It's kind of gelatinous.
Yeah. It is slightly gelatinous, slightly congealed. And then the bottom is just coated in chocolate, and it has like chocolate drizzles on top.
Right. So it kind of looks like a normal Keebler cookie.
Correct.
It looks like the shortbread-ish cookie.
Correct. So how do we want to do that? We would just want to pop the whole thing
I'm going all in.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
Not as bad as I thought
This is not nearly as bad as I thought it would be. You know what it is?
The cheesecake is not overpowering.
Yes. The graham flavoring redeems the whole thing.
Yeah. So it's very much like a cheesecake in the fact that the cookie was very much like the graham cracker.
Correct.
Yeah.
That thing redeems the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as sweet as I thought it would be.
Now, the aftertaste is getting a little sweeter.
I'm getting nothing but graham.
I'm getting a lot of cheesecake at the end. A lot of cheesecake.
But it's actually kind of interesting because you bite into it and you get a little bit of that creaminess from whatever that weird cheesecake substance is on
top. Right, yeah. Which doesn't need to be refrigerated, which makes me worried.
It's troubling. It's troubling.
Absolutely.
So that is really troubling that it's like creamy and there's that whole thing going on.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot.
And then you kind of get a little bit of like the like spicy sweetness from the graham cookie.
Right.
And then I guess the chocolate's in there somewhere.
Right. Well, on the bottom.
Yeah. But they really nailed the balance between the cheesecake.
Those elves know what they're doing. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. And then the graham. Yeah. Those elves. Good on them.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. How old is that old elf now? He's got to be like at least like 900 years old.
Yeah. He's pushing at least 900.
Yeah. Do you think they got like a communist type society going on there with the
elves? That's a good question.
Because Uncle, whatever the oldest elf is, he does wear a red hat.
He does. He has a red vest as well.
Okay.
With a green jacket. So that's interesting.
All right, here. What's
number two? We have the triple double Oreo.
Okay. Which the packaging is very exciting. It has what looks to be a Big Mac Oreo exploding in a cloud of milk. It's like bursting through milk. You just got to hold it open, Jared.
I don't get the packaging.
There we go.
I got it. All right. So let's see here.
All right.
Oh, now, it's kind of hard to get one. I'm just going to throw you one. Is that okay?
That's what we've been doing all night, Jared.
Okay, here we go.
Very good.
Okay.
These are really funny. This looks like something I would have made when I was 5.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It's literally a Big Mac Oreo.
It is. So three Oreo cookies, a vanilla normal Oreo filling, and then a chocolate one.
What Nabisco has led us to believe is vanilla.
Right. It is the white filling and the brown filling.
So these are called the Oreo triple double.
Triple double.
Yeah. Triple for the 3 cookies, double for the double frosting.
The double filling.
All right, absolutely. Here we go.
Are you going to the whole thing or?
No.
Okay.
Should I?
No. I don't know.
That's terrible. Okay, here we go.
I think you could do the whole thing.
Okay.
There's just a lot.
Yeah. This really isn't offering me anything more than a regular Oreo or a regular double stuff Oreo would.
I'd much prefer just a double stuff Oreo.
To me, it eats like a double stuff Oreo.
Right. Except it has more cookie, which I'm not a fan of, actually.
I don't necessarily even notice that. Because to me, what I get is the frosting, mm-hmm. like the creaminess from the frosting.
Okay. Yeah.
It's taller, mm-hmm. that's for sure. But it's not...
It's not any more interesting or anything.
Yeah. All right, so how are you going to rate the cheesecake cookies?
They took me by surprise.
I'm a little intrigued.
I wouldn't eat them all the time, but I'd give them, on a grading scale, B.
Okay.
Yeah.
I give them 81 points.
Okay.
I would never buy them again because I'm not a big fan of cheesecake in general.
Right.
But I don't, now that we've had them, I'm going to be honest, I'm a little impressed.
Yeah.
I'm a little impressed. Keebler, they're not as weird as I thought they would be.
Keebler did okay. They definitely did.
So how are you rating the triple double Oreos?
I mean, taste wise, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think they necessarily, I think it's more novelty than anything else.
I would agree.
I think it just gets suckers to buy them because...
Like, oh, triple double.
This is going to be really good.
There's your Jeff White for the evening.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is going to be really good.
Yeah. yeah, I agree. It's not bringing anything new to the table for
me. No, absolutely not.
I just feel like I just had an Oreo.
Yeah.
But with that said, I would rather eat one of those than the cheesecake cookie.
I would agree, but I don't think I'd give it as high of a rating.
I agree. The cheesecake cookie was way more complex.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to give the triple double Oreo a C minus.
Oh, okay. I'd give them 75 points. It's average.
Yeah.
You know, but with an asterisk that says I would prefer to eat one of these than the weird cheesecake cookie.
I'm not going to go that far, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. So really, that's...
It's Halloween.
Those are reviews. Jared, let's slide in here to a little segment we like to call pros and cons.
Okay.
One second.
Yeah, let's see what we can do. Quack, 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 quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack. Got your pros and cons here.
All right, in Jeff's absence, Jared has graciously volunteered to come up with a pro-con list.
Absolutely. Oh, hey, I'll turn that down.
You need the music.
Right. To be blasting in people's ears.
Right. You need our kitschy Tijuana brass band music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So pros and cons. I figured it appropriate to do the pros and cons of Jeff not being here.
Correct.
Okay.
Only pros, I can imagine.
Yeah, there's only pros, actually. First off... I feel like we both just have higher self-esteem today.
Yes, yes. You're looking great now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking great.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think things are flowing very well.
Yeah.
So the show, I think another pro would be that it has much more of a positive tone, much less negativity.
Yes.
I feel like we have a positive vibe going today.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah, it's weird.
But the only thing we have to look towards is that Jeff is not here.
Right.
So therefore, Jeff not being here equals...
Not tearing everybody down.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. So another pro would be that we don't have a low quality Skype call right now.
Yeah, I know.
With him cutting in and out.
I know.
So...
And on top of that, you have all sorts of bandwidth to watch Netflix.
That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't have to worry about Jeff and his crappy microphones.
So I did get some cons here.
What?
I know. First off, I feel like the show's writing in general just really went downhill.
It did. It went downhill pretty quick this week. Yeah.
I feel like there was much less organization and planning.
Yes.
That things weren't... the fluidity was not there.
Fluidity was right. Yeah. Also, lack of wrestling commentary.
That's true. We did not mention Monday Night Raw.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, there were no wrestling...
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Yeah, so less WWE. Take that as a pro and con, whatever you want to call it.
I keep forgetting they want us to call it WWE now.
Well, yeah, the World Wildlife Foundation got really mad or whatever they are.
Well, yeah, they've got those pandas they got to look out for.
Anyway, so also I feel like the board just feels less utilized.
There's a whole channel that's not being utilized.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So,
which when we call Jeff in, he takes up like a whopping 3 channels.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right? So, no, yeah, just
no,
2.
No, that one and then the out, then we have to get the in and the aux out. So yeah, there's several things that that's going on.
That's great.
So pros and cons of Jeff not being here. Overall, I feel like we feel better about ourselves, but the show is not as good.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm not sure what to make of that, Jared. I'm not sure what to make of that. The sponsors are very displeased this week.
From what I understand, contacted and that
and they want
they already are disappointed.
Yes.
That with the show specifically.
Yes. Yeah, so all right, so let's do picks of the week here, Jared.
Picks of the week. Okay, I'll start off. I'm going to pick Pudge the Corgi on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
So just a really cute dog you can follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
I recommend
it. Corgi.
I'm well aware of it. You introduced me to Pudge the Corgi.
Absolutely.
There was a picture last week where he was wearing like mittens or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was like baby socks.
It was
weird.
It was weird, but oddly
it's
cute.
It's a corgi. It's going to be cute.
Yeah. And that's on Instagram, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So follow Pudge the Corgi. You'll see cute dogs.
Yeah. My pick of the week is Honeycrisp apples.
Oh, okay.
We have a local apple orchard that specializes in Honeycrisp apples.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with apple varietals, are they varietals?
Sure, absolutely, just like wine.
It kind of falls into a similar category with Pink Lady apples,
mm-hmm.
where it's kind of sweet, a little tart, very crisp, and very juicy.
Interesting.
Which you put all that together, and that is the apple for me.
That is an apple.
That is the apple for me.
Absolutely. The apple of my eye.
Yes. And you want the ones that look a little bit pinker on the skin.
Okay.
Because that means they're going to be a little sweeter.
Okay.
And a lot more delicious.
All right.
So I highly recommend Honeycrisp apples and Beckwith's apple orchards.
In Kent, Ohio.
Here in lovely Kent, Ohio.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I guess that brings us to the end of the show here, Jared.
Oh, okay.
Where can we find you online?
You can follow me on Twitter if you are interested in sports, mm-hmm. because that's mainly what I like to talk about.
Yep.
My handle is +3000, PLUS, the number 3000.
Okay. 3000.
Correct. That would be 3000.
I think I said too many zeros.
No, just 3 zeros after the 3. So that's 3000.
Yes, 3. You can find me online, twitter.com/byinger, BYINGER. If you like weird, irrelevant comments and also commentary on Dota 2 and the Dota 2 pro scene.
Right.
I kind of like that kind of stuff. Follow the show, revieweverythingpodcast.com. Rate us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Tell a friend about the show. Email the show, revieweverythingpodcast@gmail.com. We won't check it, and we won't respond to you.
Perfect.
That's a lie.
Maybe.
It's kind of the truth. It's a semi-truth. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. I can't guarantee Jeff will be back next week, but
we can only hope to
thank
feel
you.
Bad.
You know what? Let's put a public bulletin out there. I lost the music.
Oh, no.
We apologize for the brief break and shows that we've had.
Absolutely.
Because Jeff has been moving. But I think we're getting things back on track here.
Yeah.
We're not pod fading, as the kids call it.
No, we are coming back with a vengeance.
A vengeance, yes. Like
with vengeance.
Like Batman? No, like Die Hard.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. That's where you were
going. So anyway.
Gotcha.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you later.